Hey, it's Kat, and this episode of It's Kat's podcast is called Being Black-ish. The gatekeepers of blackness keep policing my identity, a division because we look different but share a heritage culturally, to the one-drop rule of those wanting to embrace ethnicity, and the terms that sound derogatory like coloured, half-caste, or lighty. Yeah, the latter is used in contemporary media and slang frequently. I myself used to sing along with Slick Don, that's a reference for my Brum family. But now, it kind of repulses me, the othering that shadism creates. I, for one, am tired of the dark skin versus light skin debates. Maybe because of my privilege, stemming from my proximity to whiteness. My quote-unquote mixed race appearance allows me the luxury to feel it less oppression, less stigma, but less acceptance, some may argue. Not fitting in with either side, but sympathy is not due. I am in no way playing the victim, as I know I benefit from the colour of my skin too. Some white people find me more palatable than friends and family of a darker hue. That makes me so uncomfortable, but I profit from the institutionalised racism without a doubt. Employers seeking to tick the ethnic box without a real black person hanging about. Mixed or light-skinned people often don't want to acknowledge their privilege as they feel like they'd be seeing themselves above black people. But it isn't looking down on others, it's calling out the system constructed to make them suffer. Silence is violence, and that allows the problems to continue creating deeper divides in our community. So however you identify, let's all speak out, lift up your voice, as now is a time for unity. Don't get it twisted, black people don't need white people to save them. We just need them to make changes to the systems that they created and continue to benefit from. Being black or blackish is to think about these plights daily, not just when it's trending. When the media is full of burning buildings, riots and chaos that make it feel like the world is ending, I'm eager for us to maximise the platform to make a change so a new world can be created, so the next generations don't have to fight to exist without persecution due to racial hatred. Why did it take for George Floyd to be murdered after so many others lost their lives in similar tragic circumstances? Before they realised it's not okay, we won't accept it, and we aren't going away. So they better fix up before we burn it all down, I don't business. I've heard so many opinions on how we should act, what may gain or lose respect for the cause, but that ignores the trauma we as a people have faced. Yet again, to witness a black man lose his life every week, there's another case. I fear we may get desensitized, but in reality, it haunts us more each time. The real worry is asking who's next in line, hoping that it's not one of mine. My brother, my son, my daughter or mum. Because our sisters are abused and killed too. Under the force of the law, without any justice, time again, we plead for mercy for many, not just a few. Even if it wasn't commonplace, it wouldn't make it hurt less. But the mass slaying of black lives shows we don't even matter to them. We are not asking for much, yet it infuriates those scared that we would dominate and take over if we were truly free again. My lighter skin acts as a basis of my right to access resources. It's tempting to exploit this to advance my socioeconomic status, forgetting the black heritage I possess. Never trade your blackness for approval. No, we won't be exploited anymore. The fantasy to appropriate our exotic culture and style, but they don't want us through the door. Let's not even go into the good hair stereotype. Our curls intrinsically linked to a fetishization and height. Being blackish and sexualized due to having pretty hair, but I stay mager and skinny for time. Much to my despair, I was not voluptuous with big breasts and batty. So I began to question the identity I thought was mine.
I asked myself, do you really love the skin you're in?
As I used to hate that I was too thin. I know people may think that's stupid, but I really thought I was not curvy enough like a real black woman that I pictured in my head. Maybe this was more to do with insecurities about not feeling a sense of belonging instead. A lack of connection, not this or that, white or black. confused as to where I fit in. I was different from other black people on TV, even those with a lighter skin. As people would question, what are you? Where are you from? Like I'm an alien, freak experiment, mixed breed, or even subhuman. I pause to highlight that black people face this 10 times worse as the responses were coded with prejudicial bias. You can't be full black with that hair. You must have something else in you, they would harass. But I have to admit, I didn't want to be half white. I envied the black kids in my class. And those with an interesting mix, whether Latino, Chinese, Greek or Spanish, I longed to erase my part white privilege. Then, over time, more content started to be made, with people who had the same issues. I could relate and see myself in these characters, figuratively walk in their shoes. Then I questioned my place again, as race riots disturbed the peace. Black lives continued to be murdered at the hands of the corrupt police. I despise the performance activism for Black Lives Matter from people who contribute to the very problem. Cops taking a knee, then firing tear gas, using brutality on men, women and children. The staged solidarity with protesters does not for one second fool me. The photo ops and publicity stunts are all too common occurrences on TV. So we turn to our own media outlets to report the news and truth from the ground. The cries and pleas of enraged demonstrators, to me, has become a haunting sound. Distressed screams as they face attacks from the forces applying pressure around, whilst the resident of the White House hides in the bunker underground. America, the land of the free, seems like the most ironic juxtaposition when it's built and remains profiting on slavery. Systemic oppression and abuse at the core structures of the British Empire. The so-called Great Britain, indebted to Commonwealth robbery. Can we ever get away from the slave mentality and come together after centuries of being conditioned to oppose each other? They ingrained fear and mistrust in us, but didn't break our spirit, strength, or love for our brother and sister. In the words of Bob Marley, God make no rules about colour, only society make rules where my people suffer.